Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Situations are going to come. You can't stop them, but you must change how you view them. They are not designed to break you down. They are designed to strengthen you. God gives your body certain ways to let you know when you're reaching the end of that particular level. When you're running and you run too far, at some point you start feeling a pain. Yes. What I do when the pain comes, when I'm walking on the treadmill or doing something in the cardiovascular range, is I grab that side and I pull it. So what do? I make this situation, the pulling, is the pain is worse than the pain that the body feels. That refocuses my mind on the pain that's caused by me pulling. And so now the pain that came from the exercise has been replaced by an intentional pain caused by me. So when the devil throws a negative on you, replace it with praise. Listen carefully. You will not remove the pain, but you will replace it with praise. The pain will still be there, but your body will not respond because it is responding to the praise. You praise God until when, Bishop? Until your tongue changes, until you no longer capitalize on the pain, until you're giving God the glory, until you begin to see something positive coming out of you. This light affliction, which is but for a moment, is not worthy to be compared to what's about to come out of you. Some of you are about to have a breakthrough. Some of you are about to have something supernatural, but you will only know it through the depths of the hell that you're going through. And the harder the trial, the greater the glory. So begin to give God the fuel of praise. What I'm about to share with you is something that's dynamic that we don't see it in church. Because we understand the concept of corporate worship, we think that corporate worship means that we come in and we all praise God together. That's an aspect of corporate worship, more along the lines of unity. But corporate worship comes when people suffer the same way. Watch this. Who has given birth to a child and had labor pains? Those of you that have never had labor pains cannot identify with those women. But when the mothers get together, I don't care what they talk about. They can talk about sweet potato pie. They can talk about perfume. They can talk about knockoff Louis Vuitton bags from 23rd and Berks. But inevitably, the conversation will somehow make its way back to the pain of childbirth. Why? Because it's the thing that unites them. How many Marines do I have in here? Just a few. It's always a few of us. You know that. Don't feel bad. It's always a few of us. But there are a few of us Marines in here. We may have served in different places in the fleet, but get us in a room and the conversation will inevitably get back to Paris Island. Why? Because we all share that in common. Misery unites us. Why does God send so much affliction to the body? To unite us. There is no temptation taking you, but such as is common. That means somebody has been through what you've been through or what you're going through. And you must go on a hunt to find out who's at that level that you're in. And when you find them, hang on to them. Stop being mentored by bougie people, because they won't know how to help you when you fall. You ought to be mentored by somebody who's fallen and gotten back up. so that when you fall, they won't put you down. They'll say, lean on me. Listen to me. How do you stop a person whose fuel for his fight comes from an inward resolution that I will not die? You better hear me. When Rocky was going to fight Apollo the second time, and Apollo wanted to fight him, and Apollo said to his manager, Tony, he said, why don't you want me to fight this man? He said, honest? He said, yeah. He said, I saw you beat that man like I never saw you beat another man. But the man kept coming after you. He said, he's no good for us, babe. I want to send the devil that's been assigned to me back to Lucifer and said, I saw you throw stuff on him that I never saw before. I saw you hit his body and he preached with a fever. I saw you hit his finances and he increased his giving. I saw you strip people away and he kept on fasting. I saw you break his heart, but he kept giving God glory. I saw you throw hell's best and he kept on standing. Jesus sits in heaven and says, that's my boy. I'm changing my mind about God. Paul says in verse 10, because I'm seeing God differently, I'm going to take pleasure. Say, take pleasure. In infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak. Then am I strong. Saints, let's turn this thing around. Let's walk out of here and show the devil I might have been burdened. There's someone that's in here. The Lord was showing me while I was praying. He said, son, they have a burden resting on their shoulders. He said, in fact, you feel it right now. It's resting on them so much so that it's bringing depression on their soul. Their praise has been cut off. They are feeling bewildered and they're feeling like they cannot make it. This thing is a physical weight that has landed on your shoulders. It has hit you. It is some things that are going on in your life. There's some physical situations that have hit you and they're causing you to be oppressed. But God said, no, don't call them out. Just speak a relevant word and teach them how to rethink this position. If this heavy weight is on me, it is giving God the opportunity to lift it off of me. For God will not let something come on you that he is not positioned to remove from you, because God is not hunting you, he's hunting glory. He's on this glory hunt. And he knows that glory will not come unless we're in some negative situation. God knows you won't give him the level of praise that he's due until you come through some negative situation. So Paul says, when the negative hits you, start giving God praise. Change your mind. Sit down. Watch this. Matthew chapter 16. Watch this. Now we're going to really mess with your thinking. Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I blow your mind this time? So you think no one cares. Oh, girl, what a dumb thing for you to think of. If you give me a chance, let me stop. In every way I want you, just can't do without you. You're so doggone pretty, I got to have you. Didn't I say, hey, somebody loves you, girl? This I swear is true, girl. Now, I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I know is la, 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 la. I know my super spiritual people are going, that devil is a lie. I agree with you. He is a lie, but the Delphonics weren't. There are two types of wrinkles you can have on your face. Worry lines and laugh lines. You see how you can see my laugh line? Because there's a smile on my face that's not trying to fool the public. Because the Bible said a merry heart. So I want all the sadiddy Pharisees to get your stuff and get out. We don't want your spirit in here. You haven't gone through anything. You know why we're laughing? Because we're survivors, baby. We came through the fire. The devil said, you're dying. We said, you are lying, your feet stink. We laughing. We are like those who dream. We laugh.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. Here's what he does. He won't get you to sin, but he desensitizes you to holiness. After watching the devil's stuff all week and enjoying it, you cannot come in here and lift your hands and worship God. The Bible said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? They that have clean hands and a pure heart. You'll sit there and say, oh, the praise team ain't moving me. No, no, it's you that are dead to the praises, because you've allowed Satan to fill your mind with all manner of ungodliness. You become the cesspool of the devil. You become ignorant of the devil's devices. He can't take salvation from you, but he can mess up your fellowship.
Be inspired to strengthen your relationship with the Lord and become the leader you were called to be when you read Bishop Lambert's new book, The Christian and the Culture. It is Bishop Lambert's desire for believers to recognize the importance of continuing to seek God despite facing the obstacles of today's culture. This encouraging publication will challenge you to reevaluate your life as a follower of Christ and renew your faith in the Lord. Visit Amazon.com or ChristianandTheCulture.com to purchase your copy of this compelling writing from Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. For more information, call 215-885-2585.